Okay, today's reading will be from Acts chapter 16. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 more verses to go on this journey that I've started on, studying everywhere where the word prayer is mentioned in the book of Acts. So 8 more verses to go, including not including this one. Actually, including this one. So 7 more to go after this one. Okay, let me pray. Father, thank you for this morning. We just pray that as we go into your word, that you would reveal yourself to us, that you speak to us, speak to our minds, speak to our hearts, challenge us, encourage us in the ways that you want us to go, in the places that you're calling us into obedience. And so, Father, I thank you for your word, that it would speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. So Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 15. And so in this passage here that I'll be reading, it begins with, "They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia and were prevented by the Holy Spirit from speaking the message in Asia. When they came to my Asia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So bypassing my Asia, they came down to Troas. During the night, a vision appeared to Paul. A Macedonian man was standing and pleading with him, 'Cross over to Macedonia and help us.' After he had seen the vision, we immediately made efforts to set out for Macedonia, including that God had called us to evangelize them. Then settling sail from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace. The next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a Roman colony which is a leading city of that district of Macedonia. We stayed in that city for a number of days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the city gate by the river. There we thought there was a place of prayer. We sat down and spoke to the women gathered there. A woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God, was listening. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was spoken by Paul. After she and her household were baptized, she urged us, 'If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house.' And she persuaded us." So this journey that Paul and his traveling companions are at begins with, it actually begins in a very, we would qualify it in a very unchrist-like manner, you could say, of Paul and Barnabas. That Paul and Barnabas have an argument. Bible says it was a sharp disagreement that they decide to part ways and go their own separate ways. So yes, Paul, the writer himself, had his disagreements to the point that he decided to go in separate ways from his mentor, which is a completely another lesson of its own there. But that's how the journey began. Him and Paul, they're deciding about where to go for their second missionary journey. And Barnabas decides, "I want to take Mark." Paul says, "No." And they have this sharp disagreement. They can't come to an agreement. And so they decide to just go their separate ways. And in that, Paul says, "I'm going to take Silas." Barnabas says, "I'm going to take Mark." And so Paul and Silas go on their way. And along their way, they pick up a young man called Timothy. And as they're going there, then they're evangelizing. Paul had this plan. It says in verse 15, it says that he wanted to go back and visit the brothers from everywhere where they had preached. So essentially, Paul's intention, Paul's plan was to go to revisit all the churches that he and Barnabas had visited the first time during his missionary journey. So he had this idea, he had this plan of like, okay, we went on this missionary journey the first time. I want to go back to those places where we evangelize people, where we set up churches and see how the people are there. And so him and Barnabas go their separate ways, and Paul goes with Silas. He picks up Timothy along the way. And then this is where we get to in verse 6. And so for me, I don't know about you, but I don't know if any of you enjoy interruptions, especially when you have made plans or had your intent on doing something. I know I get annoyed if I've set something aside in the fridge and I leave work and I'm intent on coming home and finishing that piece of cake or whatever it was, leftover steak. I was like, I've been thinking about that piece of food all day. It's been in the fridge the whole day. And then I get home and I'm like, who took this piece of cake? I had my intent in my heart eating it. Or I made plans of, all right, today, this is what we're going to do. A, B, and C. Everything's going to go according to plan. So I don't know if you enjoy interruptions, especially when you've made plans or had your heart intent on something. And the question is really, how do you normally handle those interruptions in your life? Some people are better to adjust to interruptions. Some people like me, it stresses me out. My plan's gone crazy, so it could invite a little bit of stress. So I'm learning to have my plans interrupted. Because I like to plan, I like to have my day in order with structure and purpose. I will often say, I would say very early on in my marriage, I'd be like, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Until my wife said, you need to just stop saying that. And I was like, okay. But I'm just saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So that's kind of the way I am, because I believe in living life with intentionality and vision. However, I have learned that I can do that to a fault sometimes. That often leaves me being inflexible or unable or unwilling to adjust when interruptions happen or change of plans. So one of my prayers has been, really, God, interrupt my days. Interrupt my plans where you are wanting to do something in me or through me, and give me the grace and courage to respond to your interruptions. So I find today's devotion a welcoming challenge to my life, and I hope to your life as well, that Paul and his traveling companions are on a missionary journey. They've set up a plan of what they want to do. But as we read here, what happens? Twice. They have interruptions, a change of plan twice of what they want to do. It says that they went through the region and they were prevented by who? The Holy Spirit. From speaking the message in Asia. So they decide, okay, God doesn't want us to speak here, let's go this way. So they came to Mysia and they tried to enter into the city there. And what happens again? The Spirit of Jesus does not allow them. So the Holy Spirit at that moment has not allowed them to share the gospel or to enter a specific place. So they're interrupted by the Holy Spirit. Their plans, their intents of what they had set out to do on their missionary journey is interrupted, and they're forced to readjust and to rethink their plans. I don't know about you, but sometimes that's the way God works in our lives. We have our hearts set. We have intended plans, but sometimes through the Holy Spirit, God says, oh, you think you're going that way, but I'm actually leading you this way. But if we're so intent on our plans and what we have set, intended in our heart to do, we can really miss the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives, because that plan or the intent in our hearts could really become our, I guess you say, idol in our life, that we'd rather list. Stay faithful to that than to be faithful to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so they're interrupted. And as they are in a standstill of where to go next, Paul has a vision. So Paul has a vision, and he has a vision of a man that is pleading for help And Paul interpreted that of where God was calling them next to evangelize. So he has this vision of a guy in Macedonia, and he says, okay, this is where God then is calling us to go. And so it says that they set sail from Troas to Samothrace to Neapolia to Philippi, their destination. And so they have the inconvenience of the travel journey that they had undertaken. Their plans are completely changed now from what they had intended and planned to do. And it says that it had been a few days since their arrival in Philippi. And on the Sabbath, it says that they had gone out in search of a place of prayer. So they're in this city now. And him, Silas, and Timothy is with them. At this point, Luke has joined them somewhere along the way. You can notice that by the language that the writing first says they went. And then eventually in verse 11, it says he starts saying we. And so they thought there was a place of prayer there, but instead they encounter a woman named Lydia there, or it says women at the water, and there's a woman named Lydia there who hears Paul preaching, and God opens up her heart to pay attention to Paul's message. And it says that her and her household believed and were baptized, and she offered them hospitality to Paul and his traveling companions to lodge at her house. Okay? So these are my reflections of this passage here. And it's really just a few things that I would like to mention. One is the interruption of the Holy Spirit to our plans and to the intents that we may sometimes have in our hearts. That sometimes our plans and intents, they might even meet all the right criteria. That there's nothing wrong or sinful about our plans. Look at Paul, Silas, and Timothy. Their heart was just to go and evangelize an area, to share the gospel. Those are great holy ambitions and holy intentions. But the Holy Spirit says, do not speak here. Do not enter here. Go a different direction. And so the question I ask myself is, and maybe it's a question I challenge you to ask yourselves is, are you willing for your plans to be interrupted? Especially when you've had your heart intent on something. Especially, I think, sometimes when you take into account of, this is a long traveling journey that we'll look into eventually at some point, that you've made the plans, you've done all the work, and now you're set on this journey. Sometimes we've committed to our plans. It's not just like, oh, today I'm going to go here. Okay, I live in Kowloon side. So if I forget something at home, my day goes crazy because it's the trouble of having to get to my place. Because for me to get to church normally is, if I don't drive, then I leave the house. I wait for a minibus. 6 a.m., minibuses rarely stop. So I got to kind of wait for a taxi. And I get a taxi, and if I'm really late, then I'm like TST station, or if not, Kowloon Tong station. And then I get the train station. Before, I was switching to Mong Kok, and then at Central, and then here. So it's quite a way. If I would forget anything, I have to really plan out, do I have everything that I need before I leave the house? And sometimes I've just forgot something, and it's like, and I may be in Mong Kok station. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, now I got to go back to the from the green light for, to the red light, to the green light, get a minibus or a taxi. It's just crazy chaos. And so that's just a minor detail and interruption that could happen in my day. And so, but the question I ask myself, am I willing for my plans to be interrupted when the Holy Spirit speaks into my life? Just in the way that Paul, Silas, and Timothy were. One honest answer, no. I like that. I think that may be the heart of, I think our spirit says yes sometimes, like, but sometimes our flesh says no. Because look at it this way. Sometimes many of us, we've planned out maybe our careers. We've planned out our relationships in our lives, that this is the plan, this is the intent. But guess what? Sometimes things in our lives don't go the same way when God is leading us in our lives. That sometimes the Holy Spirit speaks in our lives and he has a different direction for our lives. So it's easy to make readjustments when there's little planning or little intent in our heart. But when there's real planning and real intent in our heart and the Holy Spirit comes into our life to speak and lead us in a different direction, the ask of that change can be a bit in a greater difficulty. So one of the questions of reflection is, are you open to the Holy Spirit's interruptions in your life to lead you and guide you in a new direction? Or are you set on your plans and the intent of your heart? Secondly is external supernatural encounter. This is what happened to Paul. That after they don't know where to go, they just remain in a standstill and they wait. They wait then for the next thing, for God to lead them, God to guide them. And in that moment, Paul has a vision of what to go. Of where to go. And sometimes that would be these external supernatural encounters that I do think we always have to be careful with and discern with. Can sometimes be dreams as we have here, or visions as we have here, but it could be dreams as well. We see how God spoke to Joseph through dreams. He spoke to Peter through visions. But also we could also count on words of wisdom in our lives, or knowledge, or words of prophecy as well to lead us and to guide us. I know I've been in moments in my life where someone gave me a prophetic word at the right moment that caused a change in direction in my life. And I could see God's work happening through that. So sometimes it's just being also open to the external supernatural encounters in our lives. But sometimes that comes with a willingness to wait for that before moving on to the next thing. Because I think sometimes we can become impatient. You could imagine Paul and Silas that, like I've said, they planned this whole journey. They've tried two times already to go and share the gospel to two different regions. And so they're just at a standstill and they decide to wait. You can imagine, I think most of us would probably be frustrated. It's like, God, you told me not to speak there. God, you told me not to enter there. What do you want me to do? Speak now. Why are you silent in this time? You know, we get a bit, the disruptions begins to leave us a bit uncomfortable. And so am I willing to wait? And once the leading and the guidance comes, am I willing to respond at the same time? Because once the vision came, Paul responded to that vision and said, I know where we're meant to go. Let's go to Macedonia and evangelize there. And thirdly is the inconveniences in our lives. Is my willingness to respond to God based on convenience? What if these interruptions, inconvenience our lives? Like I said, this journey really started in Antioch. Okay, so I'm going to try to paint a picture for you here. Antioch is around here, and so they begin to travel. There's no MTR. Most likely they're traveling in by foot. And if you want to imagine their shoes, maybe think of Birkenstocks, I would say. That's probably what they're walking in. And so they're walking from Antioch, and they're like, all right, let's go this way. And I'm talking about hundreds of miles. I'm not talking, let me just walk from here to, from Central to Admiralty, you know? I'm talking like, let's walk from here to maybe Chaiwan. And so they're walking, and then they're like, okay, they're prevented from speaking in this place. They're like, all right, not as we had intended, but all right, you know, we're listening to the Spirit. And they're like, all right, let's go here. They go here. Or again, walk a few hundred miles. They arrive to this place, and the Holy Spirit tells them, "Do not enter here." You can imagine. I'd be frustrated. I was like, "Okay, God, we set out our plans. You told us not here, and now here. What do you want to do?" So that's when they hear the voice, and from where they are at that moment in near Bithynia, two trials is around 400 miles. Okay, so then they're called to then go to Macedonia. So then they have to walk 400 miles from Bithynia to Troas. And from there, they then have to take a boat to Samothrace, which is another 14 miles, which then it says on the next day, they then get on another boat and go to, Neapolis. And right next to Neapolis is Philippi, their next arrival. Okay, this wasn't a minor detour in their travel plans. This was a huge inconvenience. This was a huge detour in what they had set out in their hearts to do. Yet, they responded to the obedience of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so my question for myself and hopefully for you is, am I willing to respond to the Holy Spirit's leading in my life when it is an inconvenience in my life, where it might take me out of my way, where it might just rearrange a lot of what I had planned or intended to do, but am I willing to be obedient? And so the next thing is, then they arrive to this place in Philippi, and just, it's an ordinary day for them. It's the Sabbath day, and they're looking for a place to prayer, for prayer. And I like here, because everything up to this moment has been the Holy Spirit, an encounter, and then here it says in verse 13 that on the Sabbath day, we went outside the city gate by the river where we thought there was a place to pray. There is no, maybe internally the Holy Spirit was guiding them. Everything has been guided by the Holy Spirit, an external supernatural vision. But here they're just like, it's like if we said after EMP and we said, oh, you know what? I'm thinking, let's go to McDonald's to go grab food, okay? It wasn't like, let's pray, let's enter into a holy moment and let's pray and decide where we want to eat next. No, these guys thought, hey, I think there's a place of prayer there. Let's just go there. Quite ordinary, you could say. And so they go to this place of prayer. And instead, they sit down, and it seems that they encountered women that are gathered there. And that's where they encountered Lydia. A random thought of occurrence leads to another interrupted moment in their lives. Their plan was to go to pray. That was their plan. They had left that morning and said, let's go find a place of prayer. And I think there's a place of prayer there, but their plans are interrupted once again. And I think sometimes we can overthink being Spirit-led and not recognize the moment or opportunities before us as well. That they had planned to pray, but instead shared the gospel. And their willingness to readjust and be open to the interruptions in their lives leads to the evangelism of Lydia in their lives. And I find this beautiful, because I think sometimes we can over spiritualize things, and I think we could fall in love with this is not to downplay one or the other, it's the Holy Spirit and then the vision, but then just in the ordinary as well. And I like that, because the Holy Spirit and God is just working in so many different ways, but sometimes if they just thought there was a place of prayer there, but they encountered women there and they decided to share the gospel there. There was maybe the Holy Spirit leading them, go talk to Lydia. I don't know it, but Luke here doesn't write that. It just says, we thought there was a place of prayer there, but we saw women there, so we shared the gospel there. And it says, the Lord opened up the heart of Lydia. And I think it's always amazing that we never know who is on the other side of our obedience sometimes. And so as we go into a time of worship, I believe Wesley, as we go into a time of worship, I want to just invite you into this place where maybe, yeah, you're like me and you're like, I love my plans, and sometimes it's hard for me to readjust, especially when the Holy Spirit is leading or guiding me. Or sometimes we don't want to be inconvenienced in our lives, that we want to go as planned. But my prayer for me and for ourselves is, God, if there is someone at the other end that might be inconvenienced, but that you're wanting to open up their heart, then interrupt me, inconvenient me, and give me the boldness and the courage to obey. Because whoever you have at the other end is worth all of that, of what you're wanting to do in that person's life. So as we go into this moment of just worship, let's just meditate on the Holy Spirit's leading, the external supernatural encounters in our lives, the inconveniences, and sometimes just simply the ordinary, where we didn't do much thinking or much prayer, but an opportunity was before us. So let's go into a time of prayer and worship. Thank you.
God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. Hallelujah, our God reigns.
Yeah, Father, I just pray that when we've made our plans and we've had our intent in our hearts to go about something, that we should just be open to your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. And that we would just welcome the interruptions that you bring into our lives for something else, for something greater, for something that is outside of ourselves. That we'd be willing to respond to your Holy Spirit or those supernatural encounters that you bring along the way to lead us and to guide us. Father, where there is inconveniences in our lives, let us not just focus on the inconvenience, but what is on the other end of that obedience to you. That Paul, Silas, and Timothy, they didn't know they would encounter Lydia, but that's who you had at the end of that obedience. And we don't know what you have at the other end of our interruptions, but we give us the heart to follow you, to be obedient to you, to be courageous, and to step out of our plans in our lives. And help us to see you in the ordinary of our lives, where we just are making simple decisions of, I think I want to do this, I think I want to do that, but there you are wanting to do something, that our hearts, eyes may be open to the people around us, that just like Lydia that was listening to Paul, it says that you opened her heart. Father, I pray that you would lead us to people that are just waiting, that are just waiting for you to open up their hearts to your word, to your love, and that we would be just faithful. And so, Father, I thank you for this time of prayer, of drawing closer to you. In Jesus' name pray, amen. Let's go into our community prayer. Let's pray for those with chemo, radiation, in need of a chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Pray for those that are sick and also in need an encounter with God for salvation. Pray for those that have infirmities. That are have COVID and are frontline medical workers. protection over their lives. Searching jobs in this season. Mission focus for Japan, the US, and India. Pray for SP Fam and their foster and adoption ministry. Friday night gatherings. Let's pray for those that are pregnant. Father, we just thank you We give you our day, that it belongs to you. So as we go throughout our day, pray that you lead us and guide us, draw near to us, that we may sense your presence wherever we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless, and see you next week.